Our guests on the cafe today, the Akron, Ohio two-piece band The Black Keys, hit it out of the park with their last album, Brothers, and the hit single Tighten Up. The album took Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney from clubs to arenas and certainly raised expectations for the new album, El Camino. The duo decided to work once again with producer Danger Mouse, who's well known for his work as a member of Gnarls Barkley with CeeLo Green and The Broken Bells with James Mercer, the other production credits he's had over the years with Beck and others. He produced the single Tighten Up along with the previous Attack and Release album for the Keys. El Camino is off to an amazing start, debuting at number 2, and today we'll hear live tracks recorded at Electrovox Recording Studio in Los Angeles, California, and mixed by Kenny Takahashi. When I talked with the Keys before the release of Brothers, drummer Pat Carney back then made a comment that it was the first time that he felt he learned how to play drums. And I asked him what he meant.
I don't know what I was talking about. I don't know. I mean, I think every time we make a record, both of us get better at our instruments. Brothers, I don't know. I think it's the first record that we made where I was completely happy with the way the drums sounded the whole way through. And there's something about that album where the way Dan and I made all the songs for the most part was with drums and bass. We started the songs that way. So because of that, I think it kind of allowed the songs to have a little bit more room to let the drums do their own thing, kind of. So I don't know. Maybe I was talking about that, but I've forgotten how to play the drums since last year.
Speaking of that and how you recorded that, did you have like a mission statement going in making Brothers? And what was that mission statement? And did you have one for this new one?
I don't know.
What's a mission statement?
What you wanted to do with this record? What you wanted to, an idea you had going in of what you wanted it to sound like?
Oh, I thought it was more about good customer service or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, our mission statement was to please the customer and wash our hands after we use the restroom.
We didn't really have any plan. Just like the last record, we didn't rehearse and we had no plans.
Now, you've recorded now 3 times with Brian Burton, with Danger Mouse. Attack and Release kind of had... I'm kind of trying to figure out what his role is with you guys, because Attack and Release had one sound and you could hear little kind of tweaky things that you thought might have been, you know, done in the mix or, you know, important. And then he worked on a track on Brothers and now he's back on this. What is his role in the studio for you guys? This is always my producer question. What the hell does he do?
For this record, he was more involved than any of the other ones. And it was really just sort of like having another band member, to be honest. You know, he had a vote, and we all 3 of us kind of had equal say. And we would sort of attack a song a day and try to make it as good as we could.
We're talking with Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney about El Camino, the new Black Keys album. And let us listen. This is Sister.
Yeah. Break out.
That's one from El Camino, which is the new Black Keys album. We're getting a chance to talk with Patrick Carney and Dan Auerbach about the new album. In some ways, this becomes, you know, in the great scheme of things, the sophomore album, because a lot of people discovered the band with Brothers. But Patrick, can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Dan and how it's changed? Because were you guys still in high school when you started playing together?
Yeah, our brothers were like best friends, and they knew that both of us played music, but we just had never played together. So they encouraged us to get together and jam, I guess. This is probably when, maybe when Dan was a senior, I was a junior. And we got together a few times. We went away to college, like to school, and we came back to Akron, and we're both going to the University of Akron. And that's, you know, that was probably when we were like 19 or 20, and that's when we both kind of started playing together more. When we first started playing, like, we could barely play our instruments, I think. I mean, I definitely couldn't play the drums, but yeah. So we've been doing it since maybe like 1997, but it wasn't until fall of 2001 that we decided to start the band and like try to make a record.
How has the last couple of years been? Could you feel the success of Brothers in any way? The gigs keep getting bigger, or I mean, here you are having a song that goes on all kinds of radio stations. I don't know how much radio stations matter anymore, but Tighten Up certainly got out there.
It's been crazy. Radio is huge, and we never knew that because we never had a song on radio, but it's humongous. It's made a huge difference. The shows have doubled, tripled, quadrupled in size sometimes, you know. Just did a tour in Canada, and it was all hot. We're playing hockey arenas, you know. It's like humongous.
We're talking with Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney about El Camino, the new Black Keys album. And here's just a wonderful song from it called Lonely Boy. Is this, where did this one come in the writing?
This is the second song we recorded. We actually recorded it. I think we might have started it day one, but we definitely finished it day two. So
mm-hmm.
This is Lonely Boy. Lonely Boy, another one from El Camino, the new Black Keys album. We're getting a chance to talk about it with Patrick and Dan Auerbach. Now, you did the last album a couple different places. Did you do all of it in your space?
Yeah. I mean, what the process of making this was, you know, we'd planned on working on something in the, you know, late spring, summer, and I think it was probably around December, in mid-December, we started really getting the plan together, and, you know, we got nominated for those Grammy awards, and, you know, the whole kind of record flipped around right around December when we were starting to plan what to do next, and we did Saturday Night Live for the first time. We did the Colbert Report. We did all these things we never had the you know, offers to do. And then we had this huge tour of Australia coming up. And it was just, like, totally overwhelming. And all we wanted to do was make another record. And so we canceled our Australian tour because we didn't want to burn out and not want to make a record. And then, you know, we went to L.A. to do the Grammys. And pretty much just move as soon as that was over, we moved the record up like 3 weeks just so we could start it as soon as possible. I don't know. I think we both wanted to get working on something as soon as possible rather than kind of just feel good about what was going on already.
Do you think in any ways that the tempo shift, because this is definitely a more upbeat record, was any kind of a reaction of playing Brothers so much live?
It might have been.
Yeah,
I mean, some of those songs on Brothers are kind of impossible to play because they're so. You have to be sitting down on a chair in a studio in the Deep South to sort of get there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to recreate some of that stuff. But I mean, we didn't do it intentionally, but that's probably true.
Patrick, what's it like for you? Because these tempos are up there.
I mean, I always play everything too fast anyway, so and just now it's just about keeping it actually where it's supposed to be. So it should balance itself out. Yeah.
Cool.
I was freaked out, but then I just looked at some YouTube footage of like Tighten Up at like, you know, 50 beats per minute faster than the album. I was like, oh yeah, I can already do that. You know, if you jump off a building, like it takes you like half a second to hit the pavement. Like, you know, you actually, as a person falling, you perceive it as like 2.5 seconds or something, depending on, you know, the size of the building. And then I read this in a New York article, and then it said, like, you know, drummers, like, have a better perception of time where, like, they wouldn't perceive that fall as 2.5 seconds. They'd perceive it as a half second. But I actually think I would perceive that fall as, like, about 3.5 minutes. So that's kind of what happens when I'm on stage. I just perceiving everything as being a lot slower and longer than it actually is. So I just want to keep speeding it up.
Yeah, when we're on stage and we play, it's really up to Pat.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll start a song maybe with like a guitar riff, and then it's like, you know, let's see what tempo we're gonna play this today. You know, because it shifts.
It's like every day Dan gets like a different, you know, crossword puzzle.
The space-time continuum with the Black Keys. All right, Patrick, here's a question. What do you think about behind the drum kit during a concert?
I try not to think about anything. Most of the time, yeah, if I do start thinking, it is like I'll be thinking about if my like gut is looking really huge on any particular day. Yeah, or like I have fear of like the buttons in between my shirt like opening up, and then my like chest and like belly hanging out. Yeah. So if I start thinking about that stuff, then I won't enjoy the show. So I try not to think about anything. Yeah.
Any sex appeal you may have already had, Patrick? I don't know.
I don't have any.
All right, Dan. There you are.
Yes. Dan's worried about my shirt.
Yeah. If you're not worried about your, you know, what pedals to push or whatever, what are you thinking about?
What am I thinking about? Boy, I don't know. Sometimes I think about Pat thinking about his shirt and I start laughing because I've seen him have mental breakdowns on stage and it's always, you know, hard for him but completely amusing for me. Yeah, I think about that stuff a lot, actually. Pat's girlfriend catches me laughing sometimes during our set and she always asks me what I'm laughing at, and a lot of times it's I see the look on Pat's face. Pat will make him, you know, make a mistake that nobody will hear, but I'll look at him and see the look on his face.
Yeah, the other day we played a show. I actually slipped. I don't know what I did, but I hit something, hit the kick drum pedal, and it was so out of time you couldn't replicate it because your human body won't allow you to make something that out of time. So I just started laughing at that too.
Well, let's listen to another one from El Camino with while we think about that. This is Gold on the Ceiling.
Yeah.
On the Ceiling, another one from El Camino, which is the new Black Keys album. Now, I kind of get how you guys would call it an album, Brothers. How did El Camino come out? How did that come to fit?
just felt appropriate.
So. Yeah, I think paired with the van on the front, which is the van that we toured in when we started. Ah. So we've driven all over the country 6 million times in that piece, P-O-S. And, you know, I like it with the literal translation of El Camino, the road or the path, and having that stupid van that we spent so much time in. It makes sense to us.
Well, hey, guys, thank you so much for keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for taking some time to talk about this.
Thanks for having us on again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
The Black Keys, the new one is El Camino here on the World Cafe.